Matt Rendell's List Analysis. For Continental Tyres, engineered in Germany, proven in Australia. Search Continental Tyres today.
And before we get to Matty Rendell's List Analysis of the Port Adelaide Crows, Josh Gablich, Gunjourno, AFL.com.au, tweeting Jaden Hunt set to join West Coast as an unrestricted free agent. Paperwork currently being completed to confirm his move from Melbourne to the Eagles. We'll explore that in greater detail shortly. But, Matty, the List Analysis right now, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, you got to play, Benny, what I said last year about Port. They got a great list. They had a great season, but they had a disaster in the last game. As good as this team is, as good as this list is, and they surreptitiously snuck into second at the end of the year, capable of winning next year, need a real rejig on their mental and physical abilities over the preseason.
A couple of things. I think I agree with what Matt says. I just the one thing that worries me about them, Boak, is he going to have the same year as he did this year? Robbie Gray, there's signs 34. There that, you know, he's coming to an end. So he's been a special player for him. Can he get himself up for another year? I really worry about their extra tall forward, up forward. Like, Dixon's going to be 31, 32 next year. I worry about him. I worry about Todd Marshall. He can do it at times and he looks really, really good. The thing that worries me about is their extra tall forward, and that's probably why they brought Finn Lacing into the club.
Well, it is your List Analysis, Matty, but it became Sauces there, and he was happy with himself until that last reference to Todd Marshall. But
he was about to stand up and take a bow.
But then the Todd Marshall thing worked against him, because he had a good year, Todd.
Straight back slump, straight back into his seat. So what I said last year, what I said about Port last year stands again this year as well. They didn't fix their mental and physical application over the preseason. They had a poor preseason again. Strength and conditioning, again, really important. They didn't get it right preseason, lost their first five games in a row. They did storm home, but, you know, I think maybe one team in the last 30 years has made the finals after losing five in a row. I think it was Sydney made the finals after losing six in a row. So really disappointing year for them. Didn't have a heap of injuries, lost Lysette. Obviously, you were spot on about Gray. He struggled as the year went on with his knee. Boak had a pretty good year. Marshall had his best year yet, so big tick to him. When they win contested ball, Port Adelaide, they win nearly every game. And they got beaten in contested ball at least 15 out of the 22 games this year. It's a major problem for them. That's why they went after Jack Graham to get this right. They've got haven't got Horne Francis.
Well, they went after him for a day.
Yeah, for a day till they had a better offer from Horne Francis. So they've gone after another tough inside mid Horne Francis. Horne Francis can play in and out and forward. So they're trying to fix it because it really hurt them during the year. They got some great outside runners and kickers. Not enough depth in the midfield. Horne Francis gives them that. The big find for the year was Rosie going in the midfield. So halfway through the Carlton game when they lost their fifth in a row, he goes in the midfield and nearly wins the game for them. Had a super year, got in the All-Australian team off the back of the rest of the year. But it took him out of the forward line where he's dangerous. Gray struggled. Fantasia didn't even play a game. And he kicked four in that final against Geelong last year at home. The other thing they did find too was Finlayson-Dixon combination, the ruck. So I assume next year it becomes Lysette, Finlayson. Georgiades got squeezed out because of it, that system. So I would like to see him play in defence in the preseason and try and play there next year. They're a little bit light on as for key defenders. Cleary's a little bit on the shorter side to play on the big blokes. So is McKenzie. So they've got a Lear. They don't want to lose a Lear. He's so important, but they've got there's a lot of good players in this team. A heap of players to replace Carl Lamont on the wing. They get Rioli in. If he turns up fit and ready to go and Fantasia plays, that's two gun small forwards.
A couple of ifs there, though.
It is, because it hasn't happened. With Dixon, Marshall, Georgiades, Finlayson in the forward line, that's as dangerous forward line as the comp. So they need to get that contested ball right. And they need to have a massive preseason. Like the other four teams who finished bottom I spoke about last week, theirs wasn't as bad. And they came to play every week, as I saw it, and they like Kenny Hinckley, but so I expect them to make the top four next year again.
And Jason Horne-Francis coming in, does that, if that all goes through, is it even premiership strong possibilities?
Well, they finished second and should have played in the grand final against Melbourne. I can't believe the performance they put up against the Bulldogs. I mean, they were down 30 contestable at quarter time.
And they're unlucky the previous prelim final against Richmond
and
in 2020.
And I think next year their team will be better. I'm assuming the Fantasia Rioli in to replace Gray makes them better in the forward line, and Horne-Francis certainly makes them better around the ball. I think they're a massive chance if they get a lot of things right to win it. But certainly I've got them in at the top four again.
I see you nodding a lot of things Matty said there, particularly the back line being an area of issue.
Yeah, I just think that's one area, key position defender. Mm. That's where they're going to, I think, if they can find someone, I don't know who it is, that's the one.
They stuffed around with Alia trying to play him on the second tall forward so he could intercept Mark, and they just messed around with it.
But that's what he is in. He's more intercept marker.
But I'm saying with Alia, put him on the best defender and forget about your intercept marks. You've got a heap of players that can do it. So Burton can do it. Jonas can. Lockie Jones is going to be a star, and he can do it in defence. They've got players who can do it. Houston as well. So they got players who can intercept mark. I'd put Alia on the best forward. So I don't care if you don't get a kick. Just take out the best forward every week and stop messing around with trying to get him to intercept mark.
How do you fix that? As you've identified the key back now,
I haven't looked at their list closely, so I don't know what young key defenders they've got coming through. Whether there's you know a second tier player coming through.
Well, Finlayson's done it. Finlayson did it at GWS
as a defender.
Not often, but he played back there. Yeah. I'm pushing for Georgiades to go back there.
If he stays.
You need to keep him in the team. And that gives him a forward line of Marshall, Dixon, Finlayson, assuming Lysette comes back and rucks. So I think they've got some options. They just need to do them in the pre-season and try them.